Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to your latest edition of Red Men Bite Size. It is Monday, the 29th of January, 2024. My name is Dan Club, and I'm here to run through all the latest news surrounding the Reds after what has been, well, one of the more seismic few days when it comes to the football club for quite some time. Yeah, of course, Friday morning, the news broke that Jurgen Klopp would be stepping down from his role as Liverpool manager at the end of the current season, bringing to an end what has been a glorious, glorious spell in charge, to be honest, and could get even better between now and the day comes when he does walk away for good. And massive, massive blow, of course, and, you know, nearly impossible shoes to fill. But Liverpool have now been tasked with the job of finding the man to replace Jurgen Klopp, which is going to be no mean feat. And I want to come on to who that might be in just a moment. But before we do, it was back to business on the pitch for the Reds as we put aside Norwich 5-2, I think it's fair to say, in pretty comprehensive fashion. The scoreline somewhat flattered Norwich as well, to be honest. It was pretty dominant from Liverpool from start to finish. Some nice goals in there as well. Some standout performances, including from the academy lads. Joe Quant was exceptional, as always. James McConnell on his first full start for Liverpool was brilliant. Actually got the assist for the goal that opened the scoring. And Conor Bradley, once again, coming good for the Reds. Quality performances all round. Darwin Nunes on the score sheet, which is always nice. Diogo Jota doing Diogo Jota things. Ryan Gravenberch got himself a goal at the end. Virgil van Dijk, the skipper, after being on the pitch for a minute, also added to the scoring. So, yeah, pretty comprehensive. And in what was an emotional day, it's almost nice to get that put to bed now. And as I say, get back to business, move on with football matters, put aside the Klopp farewell. So, farewell tour for 1 minute, and we can deal with matters football, because that is what's important, obviously, especially when a quadruple remains on the cards. And Liverpool will face Watford or Southampton at Anfield in the next round. Those two championship clubs will have to fight it out over a replay. Yeah, moving on to the news then. Xabi Alonso has been the name on many Liverpool fans' lips ever since it broke that Klopp will be stepping down. And listen, he's top of the Bundesliga right now with Bayer Leverkusen. He's had a little spell in charge of Real Sociedad B as well. His coaching career to date has just been on an upward trajectory ever since day one, essentially. And he does feel very much like the fit. Liverpool have said they are sounding out targets and doing their behind-the-scenes data work and trying to see who is the best man to succeed Jurgen Klopp. Alonso is definitely the name that keeps cropping up. Roberto De Zerbi likewise, and Brighton. There's been Thomas Frank talk as well. So there are candidates in the mix, but Alonso definitely remains the front runner for more reports. And the Telegraph have reported that Klopp's exit may mark the beginning of a domino effect in management, because it claims that Xabi Alonso could be in line for a tug of war as Liverpool and Bayern Munich both fight it out to get the Spaniard in their hot seat. Now, this obviously is because Thomas Tuchel at Bayern Munich isn't enjoying the greatest of seasons. It could turn around between now and the end of the campaign, of course, but if Bayern were to miss out on the Bundesliga due to Xabi Alonso's Bayer Leverkusen, maybe they could part ways with a German and look to hire Alonso instead. So, interesting one. He is reportedly on the list of the German giants to potentially succeed Thomas Tuchel. So, yeah, one to keep an eye on, most definitely. Liverpool right now have the upper hand when it comes to getting Xabi Alonso, because our managerial spot will be vacant come the summer, whereas Bayern Munich's, as things stand, won't. And we all know, we've all seen and all heard, that Xabi Alonso reportedly has a gentleman's agreement to step away from Bayer Leverkusen should any of his former clubs, Liverpool, Real Madrid or Bayern Munich, come knocking for the manager. So yeah, watch one to watch in terms of what happens next. But yeah, I personally hope that Xabi Alonso is the chosen one to come and do the job, because former Liverpool player, of course, has that connection, has that bond with the club already, knows what it means to represent the club. And yeah, as I mentioned, his managerial record to date has been nigh on exceptional. He's transformed Bayer Leverkusen. They were 17th when he took over, currently top of the Bundesliga, currently undefeated in the Bundesliga as well. So yeah, let's just see what happens. Next story I want to touch upon is a transfer one, and it's Takefusa Kubo. And according to Team Talk, Jurgen Klopp has identified the Japanese international as the last ever transfer he'd like Liverpool to make, and it is to replace Mohamed Salah, of course. Now, we all hope and pray that Mohamed Salah sticks around for forever, essentially, because that would just be ideal. However, there is a likelihood that Saudi Arabian clubs come knocking again in the summer. He's out of contract in 2025, so there's matters to address there, I think it's fair to say. Now, Kubo has played 18 times this season so far in La Liga, scored 6 and provided 3 assists. He predominantly plays as a right winger, which is positive, because so many of the names that you see get bandied about in terms of replacing Salah aren't natural right wingers. Kubo most definitely is. He's at Real Sociedad at the moment, and he's under contract there until 2027, and he's currently valued at €60 million, so not necessarily out of Liverpool's price range either. So one to keep an eye on, I would say. Mundo Deportivo have also reported on this, and they said Liverpool have been asking to secure the player before this transfer deadline. I'm not sure which one is going to happen this month, to be really honest, but again, another one to keep an eye on for the future, because there's going to be enough upheaval at Liverpool when Jurgen Klopp goes. The last thing we need is Salah going as well, or indeed Virgil van Dijk.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Which takes us on to our next story, because Virgil van Dijk has been asked about his future at Liverpool, and his response isn't one that fills us with joy necessarily. He said he was very curious to see which direction the club went in terms of the managerial appointment, and he said that that's a big question when asked about his future at Liverpool. So not necessarily doubling down his commitment to the club. And as I mentioned, Jurgen Klopp's on his way out, Mohamed Salah, who knows, there's a contract question around Trent Alexander-Arnold as well that needs to be sorted sooner rather than later. Virgil van Dijk, likewise, out of contract in 2025. And when you've just appointed him as your captain and your leader, the last thing Liverpool will want is to be losing him 12 months after that's happened as well. So matters to address at Liverpool from a managerial point of view and playing point of view as well, and sporting director for that matter, because it has also been confirmed that Jörg Schmadtke will be on his way out of the club in the coming weeks. Speaking of sporting directors, Richard Hughes is reportedly one of the leading candidates to fulfil that vacancy. This is from the Daily Mail. They say Liverpool could look at Richard Hughes to fill the vacancy. The 44-year-old has been serving as the technical director at Bournemouth after he retired from being a player in 2014. He's credited with being the mind behind the appointment of Iraola last summer and a series of savvy transfers in recent years. So he could be the answer for that particular question. And the other transfer was Antonio Nusa, who's reportedly wanted by Brentford, Tottenham and Newcastle. But David Ornstein of The Athletic said that Liverpool also like him but cannot do anything until there is clarity over their new manager and sporting director, which is kind of what it all boils down to now from Liverpool point of view. I said right at the top, matters on the pitch are what's most important between now and the end of the season. Absolutely. Like, there's a quadruple to be won here. Like, we're top of the Premier League, Europa League, who knows? Carabao Cup final already booked. FA Cup's progressing nicely, I think it's fair to say. So there are football things going on, but behind the scenes there's also a hell of a lot going on as well. And we need it resolving sooner rather than later, because you don't want to get into Virgil van Dijk's final 12 months of his deal without a new manager sorted. Likewise with Mohamed Salah. Likewise with Trent Alexander-Arnold. So Liverpool needs to be busy. Liverpool needs to be getting these decisions right and needs to be getting them done relatively quickly, I would say, as well. So interesting times lie ahead. Very, very interesting. As I said earlier on, my pick for the manager would absolutely be Xabi Alonso. I think it's as close to a no-brainer without being a no-brainer as you could possibly get. But yeah, let's just wait and see. Quickly run through the news. Xabi Alonso, Liverpool could face a fight to land the Spanish manager because Bayern Munich have also eyeing him up to replace Thomas Tuchel, should Tuchel leave. Kubo, a report from Team Talk has claimed that Jurgen Klopp has earmarked the Japan international as the guy to replace Mohamed Salah whenever he leaves. Virgil van Dijk has said he is very curious about how the club replace Jurgen Klopp, and when asked about his future at Liverpool, said that's a big question. Yeah, not ideal that, Virgil, I'll be honest. Liverpool are reportedly looking at Richard Hughes to fill the sporting director vacancy, which will become apparent and become a thing when Jörg Schmadtke steps away from the club over the next few weeks. And Antonio Nusa, according to David Ornstein of The Athletic, Liverpool like the player but won't be able to do anything until we appoint a new manager and indeed a new sporting director. And finally, as I mentioned right at the top, Liverpool advance to the fifth round of the FA Cup, where we will face Watford or Southampton at Anfield. Happy days. Redmen Bite Size done. Listen, there's loads going on. I'll be honest, Redmen Plus is the place to be right now. We have content galore, we have experts, we have journos, we have match days covered, every single possible angle. If something happens in the world of Liverpool, I and everybody here will do our best to cover it for you and to bring you everything you need to know, because that's just kind of what we do. You can still get it for free as well for a month if you use the code Klopp. I promise you we didn't know this was going to happen. If you use the code Klopp when you sign up as a captain monthly, you'll get a month free. And if you like it, stick around. If you don't, feel free to bin it off. I will not be offended. I promise you. Got thick skin. Sound, you guys are the best. Take it easy. See you soon.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.